You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. Well, Todd, I think we've gotten to a new low. Because yeah, you interrupted me before we started.
I know. I was just about to interrupt you again.
Well, New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. And I want to encourage you, if you haven't yet done so, to go to newchurches.com/courses. That's where you're going to be able to learn about two of our premier courses that are going to help you make and lead disciples and help you as you do that.
Those are outstanding resources.
They are. Did you notice I didn't say resources today?
I know. That's why I had to bring it up.
The newest one is entitled Missional Church Multiplication, and you can start with the first three sessions for free just by going to that site. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Adkins.
What?
Well, I was checking our iTunes ratings and see what people had to say about our podcast, and I realized that we actually had our 100th reviewer.
Nicely
leave something
done
for us, and I love this. I mean, this is what he said. He or she said. His or her name was #100reviewer.
There you go.
Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. 5 stars. Short time listener, first time poster. And this is what this person said. Someone posted episode 73 on my Facebook feed. Whoever you were, thank you for sharing about us on social media. And I was so glad I clicked on the link. I've listened to 60 episodes in six days.
That's biblical or something.
We don't want another six in there.
No. That's bad.
And the insight and help on this podcast is amazing. I enjoy the fact that this podcast is kingdom focused and not a specific church focused. Thank you for listening to the calling on your lives.
And my favorite co-host is Todd Adkins. Ed Stetzer.
Were you pretending to be me there?
No. Well, that's what the review says, right?
Oh yeah, that's right. Anyways. Anyway, 100 reviewers, shoot me an email, daniel@newchurches.com, and we will send you a New Churches Moleskine notebook and pen.
And if you leave a review on 5LQ podcast, 5 Leadership Questions podcast, which is the other podcast that I do, and sometimes with Daniel as well.
And say that you enjoy all the episodes that Daniel is a part of on that one.
Yes, then I'll send you something special as well.
There you go. It pays to share your opinion on
That's
reviews.
Right.
Well, today's question is from Matthew Hawkins, so let's listen in.
Sometimes I get the impression that someone who plants a church has to be gifted in almost every different part of the function of a church. You know, you think about a pastor and a teacher and someone that can help, you know, market and kind of get the word out about the church and be creative in that respect. So what do you do or what do you recommend to a pastor, a person that maybe isn't super gifted in all those different areas, but desires to see the Lord use his church and to plant in a community? Obviously, it's about getting a support staff and some, you know, solid volunteers to help with that. But do you feel like that hinders maybe some people from taking that step just because it's such a daunting and huge responsibility that sometimes carries a lot of different responsibilities and weights that maybe aren't possible right off the bat?
I've got a lot to say about this one.
Okay, let me go first then.
Okay.
Because I know what you're going to say. I don't know all that you're going to say. But first of all, Matthew, thank you for thinking about that, because sometimes people jump into pastoring and leading thinking that it's all about preaching and counseling, and that's all it is, because that's some of, you know, maybe what the general impression is. But, you know, it seems like you understand that there's a lot that goes into pastoring, everywhere from, you know, marketing, or, you know, some people don't like the word marketing, but, you know, sharing about your sermon, sharing about your church, evangelizing, learning how to develop systems for your church. I mean, that's why in Essential Church Planting, one of our courses, we designed a whole module around systems, because we know that that's an important topic for a church. But what I really want to encourage you, Matthew, is it's good to have a general knowledge of a lot of the different areas, but you don't need by any means, you don't need to be the expert in all of them.
No, you got to be, as a leader, you're going to limit yourself greatly if you're not at least competent in some of these areas. So you can't say, oh, I don't do email, or oh, I don't do X. You have to have some level of competence. It doesn't have to be one of your strengths.
Yeah, you need to be able to manage that weakness.
Yes.
right? And whether that means you have an assistant that helps you with the things that you are weak at, or you look at it differently and maybe develop a partnership or do emails. Let's say you don't like doing emails, maybe doing it during a time where you maybe have more energy, or maybe you can turn music on and be like, okay, I just need to knock out this EDM. 1 hour. Yeah. Or just even schedule it into your calendar, right? Just be like, I need to schedule in the things that I don't like doing in order to just grow in your ability to doing and to knock
Eat
it off.
Eat the frog, man.
Yeah.
That means whatever you're bad at, whatever you're dreading, go ahead and get that thing off your plate. Yeah. Every day.
I love
Eat the frog.
You had mentioned that a few episodes ago, and someone who's listening to our podcast, one of our listeners, he posted on Twitter a picture of his, I guess, his work board, and he had written out Eat the frog. And he just posted it on the top of his work board so he would be reminded.
Nasty and smelly and probably, you know, tastes bad, but just go ahead and do it. You'll be a lot better off. Okay. Now I'm going to answer this question.
Okay.
There's this thing called Ephesians 4.
See, I knew you were going to go
it
there.
It says, as pastors, we have one job. We don't have all the jobs. We have one job, and that's to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. So everybody knows Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, which is grace, but we've been saved through faith. It's a gift of God, not of works. We often forget that there's a responsibility that comes with that. Yes, it's grace that saves us, but you're not just saved from something. You're saved for something. And that for something is you are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which he has prepared in advance for you to do. So that means as church leaders, when we go back and we look at Ephesians 4, it means that we are to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. And it's one of those if this, then that kind of things, which you don't find very often in scripture, but this is like causation. This is like, if you do this, this will happen.
Yeah.
If you equip the saints for the work of the ministry, man, I just channeled like my inner Ed Stetzer there for a few moments because I was talking really fast. Like,
yeah, I mean, this is a rare occasion, guys, to see Todd with this much energy.
It's crazy.
And not with a bottle of Diet Coke or a Diet Dr. Pepper beside you.
It's true. I've moved on to Rockstar now.
Okay. It looked kind of like Crush.
That's just half and half sweet on sweet.
Okay,
but I started off the day with Rockstar.
Rockstar. Not Monster.
It's whatever's on sale, man.
All right, let's keep going.
All right. Okay. So let's talk about the Bible again.
Yeah.
It says, if we do this, the body will be measured in the fullness of Christ. Mm. The maturity of the body will be measured in the fullness of Christ. That's a pretty big statement. And so when we are doing the work of the ministry, remember the work of the ministry is not doing, it's developing. So we're not just called to be disciples, we're called to make disciples, and those disciples are to make disciples. Like, you know, that's what the Great Commission is, and the Great Commission is for everybody. All have been called, all have been sent to make disciples. The thing that I think we have to focus on more than anything is leadership is both poetry and plumbing. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we as pastors tend to focus on the upfront, the poetry part. We are great at casting vision that inspires, but we're poor at developing systems that actually deliver. Mm-hmm. And so it's the systems piece. So you want to think about the different processes and systems that you have in your church. There are three different types of those. There are simple systems, complex systems, and really the rest is not a Simpson.
Uber complex.
It's complex. And complex means there's really people, it's heavy people focused. And that is not a system. That is people. That's complex. But the other two, often we treat like they're complex things. Mm. Simple means something like baking a cake. I know that if I preheat the oven to this temperature, I, you know, grease the pan, I mix the ingredients in this order and in these measurements, put it in, pull it out 33 minutes later, I'm going to get a cake every time.
Yeah.
There are so many things like that in the church that we treat like it's different and new every week. When if we systematize it, if we put it together in that form, in the box, we can hand it off to somebody.
Okay. So that's a simple system.
That is a simple, okay. That's a simple process or a simple problem. The next complicated is just several simple things put together.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's more like your assimilation strategy. Mm-hmm. So thinking about how these other systems, intertwine with each other and are, linear, but it's several simple things that have to happen order.
So then for example, then if I understand you correctly, someone walking into the church from the parking lot,
yes,
and a parking lot attendant smiling as they direct them into the parking lot and saying, "Hey, go over here," and you know, here are the lines. That would be a simple system.
Yes,
but the next level would be that person having experienced that to then walking into the doors of the church and then being greeted.
Yes,
you know, and both of those coming together
and
would be
ushered.
And then their entire experience into then going, checking their kids in or maybe grabbing a coffee to sitting down. That would be that second level then, right?
Yes. Okay. Now, 9 times out of 10, your problems in your leadership pipeline or in your systems are going to be in the plumbing. It's going to be in those pieces. And if we are focused and if we take those systems and we really boil them down to the essential, we can hand somebody the cake mix. Mm-hmm. The crazy thing is we think we're master chefs and we have to do it. Mm. When the reality is, no, yes, you're a master chef. Congratulations. And you may be able to do it to the level of a 10, but you are doing yourself, your church as the body and your people a great disservice if you continue to try to be the master chef when you can put together that thing in the box and give them the cake mix.
Yeah, that's good.
They're still going to have a great cake.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be exactly the way that you would do it. And they may, you know, throw in a little extra spices here and there.
Yeah.
But that is uber important. And okay, if you want me to go into dumping, developing.
No. We'll link to another podcast where we talk about dumping, delegating, and developing.
Okay.
But maybe you can just finish off with that third level. And then I'll SharePoint and we'll finish.
Okay, so the complex piece is really, that's your people stuff. So, and that's the job of leaders. The people part is the job of leaders. You need to develop people and develop your processes to be simple and repeatable enough so that they can be given away and you can be confident in giving them away so that you can focus on the things that only you can do.
Yeah.
So if you want to look at, you know, read Exodus 18 and look at the example of Moses. Mm-hmm. and what he put into place.
Yeah.
Because he had 1 million people to oversee and he was wearing himself out, wearing the people out. It wasn't because the people were doing stuff. Mm-hmm. They were just frustrated with him.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the result was he put those systems into place and everybody was served much better.
That's good. I really appreciate that. And, you know, Matthew and everyone else who's listening, let's say there's something new that you need to start at your church. Maybe it is your assimilation system, or maybe it's you figuring out how to start your children's ministry, right? Maybe you only have a preschool ministry and you need to figure out how you're going to educate your children's service for grade 1 to 6 or, you know, 1st to 6th grade. What I would recommend you do, Matthew, is not for you to become the expert in all of that before you then train others on how to do it, but rather find a volunteer who is passionate about the area. Find someone who wants to serve, who is faithful, available, teachable, someone who can come alongside you at the beginning and actually develop the system with them, right? Be able to coach them, support them. We have training on Ministry Grid, skills training to be able to, you know, you just really need to have someone who loves the Lord, who loves children, and we have children's training, adolescent development training, all of that on it to be able to help. So, I mean, that's using tools like that is definitely going to help you, Matthew.
It's recognizing that you don't have to be an expert. You do have the ability to tap into other experts. And I would say, you know, you could go online and Google that, mm-hmm. but you're going to get a menu of options and not a map. You know, we want to give you a pathway, a training pathway for a new person in that preschool area or a more advanced volunteer or leader in that area and even staff level. So all that content is designed to be at 3 different levels, a entry level, a more advanced level, and a staff level in multiple areas of the church. So that all that content's there.
And you can find that at ministrygrid.com/training pathways.
Yep.
Thank you again for sending in that question, Matthew. For everyone else, I want to encourage you to also submit your question into newchurches.com. There's a sidebar on the right that says send a voicemail. If you're on a mobile device, you can go to speakpipe.com/newchurches. Hit record, send in a question, and we would love to help and answer and serve you where you're at. We'll catch you next time.